Hi all, thanks for tuning into my podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about male-dominated and female-dominated occupations. So you may be wondering what exactly is a male or female-dominated occupation. Pretty much what this means is a certain type of industry is dominated by a certain gender. For example, in January 2004, parks and garden workers, males made up 60% of the industry. While on the other side, for females, student nurses, daycare attendants, and home help were all 60% female. So you may be wondering, why is this an issue? Why do certain genders often work a certain type of occupation? Well, there's not really a direct answer to that. Maybe they could be conforming to the expectations of society and saying, oh, if I want to be a nurse, I must be a female. Or if I want to be a semi truck driver, I have to be a male. This definitely could be true, that it's just a coincidence that females generally want to be a nurse more. And how come whenever we think of someone who's in like the military or the army, we automatically think of a male, or someone who's a construction worker, we automatically think of a male? Why can't we just focus on the issue as to why we automatically assume that a certain type of occupation is associated with a certain type of gender? And in my opinion, I honestly feel that the expectations of society and what you see on TV or hear on the radio or see on YouTube, for example, is definitely a reason that the expectations of society are actually true to today. And now you may be wondering, well, how is what we see on social media or what we see on TV is relevant to today? But let's go back to the military example. You see all of the ads on TV during commercials, stuff like that, of people in the military being males. Well, that small little 5 second advertisement, for example, has more of an impact than you may think because that registers in your mind as a male can only be in the army, when in fact, a female is just as capable of being in the army as a man. Well, you grow up with that idea set in your mind. Just keep that in the back of your mind right now. And fast forwarding into today's society and how that affects male and female dominant occupations, well, you pretty much carry on with your day and throughout your life believing that males can only be in the military. If you have a dream of being in the military, well, that's pretty much shut down by this expectation of society. You grow up thinking that you're not going to be accepted or you're not going to be capable of being in the military, when if you're a female, you're just as capable of being in the military as a man. And how that affects male and female dominated occupations and that pretty much expectation as a whole, well, you're contributing towards that domination of a certain industry. And from that point forward, you become a statistic. You contributed towards male and female dominated occupations because society made you believe that you couldn't become what you really wanted to be just because of the already preset, oh, if you're a male, you must be this, or a female, you must be this.
Now I'm going to interview Rudy, where he works at Men's Warehouse. So, Rudy, how would you feel if a female was to apply and maybe even get the job at Men's Warehouse?
I'd be fine with it because when I worked there, I had two female bosses and they didn't really do like nothing out of the blue. They kind of just did their job, got their work done because they're just there to get their money as well, just like I am. So I have no problem with it really.
Sweet. I feel that's a very good response because I feel like society as a whole, they would really judge females working there when really it's just as a normal job as any other occupation. So today I have my friend Dylan Moreno who works at Starbucks and he's going to talk about his experience as working as a male barista. So Dylan, how do you feel about working at Starbucks even though you're a guy when society expects only female baristas to work there?
Honestly, at first I was kind of hesitant, but once I started to work there and met all the people that actually do, it's actually not a female job and the community is actually very welcoming and all the customers treat me the same.
Awesome, Dylan. That's a very good story. Thank you for sharing your experience. So yeah, like as you can see, society can sometimes hold back people from going into certain occupations, but once you learn to overcome those, you have the power to change these expectations of society. You have the power to change male-dominated and female-dominated occupations and make them more equal. So you, as the listener, can change these expectations of society and change it for the better good.